Jess in with you this morning, and this week, Upper Hunter MP Dave Lazell was officially sworn into New South Wales Parliament, so it's safe to say it's been a pretty big, hectic, exciting week for Dave, and he joins me this morning on the line. Dave, how are you doing?
Good morning, Jess. Yeah, really well, thanks. It's good. I'm down in Sydney, and I've had a week in Parliament, so it's been a very eye-opening experience, I can tell you that.
It certainly would have been, and you were officially sworn in a couple of days ago. You did your maiden speech in Parliament as well.
Yeah, Jess. Look, I'll be honest. A week ago, I'd never even heard of the maiden speech, and then I came down here, and they said, "Well, you've got this speech, and it's going to be the biggest speech in your life, and you really need to make it count.
No pressure.
You've got a couple of days to make it, and it'll be recorded forever." So, it was. It turned out to be, yes, a very important speech. Everyone sits in the chamber and listens to your sort of story. They want to know about you. They want to know about who you are and you know, what you think of the place where you live and your thoughts on policy and the sort of things that interest you. So it was a great opportunity to speak in the chamber, and you get 20 minutes. So it's quite a long one, but it is available on online, Jess. So if anyone does want to hear it, then it is available online.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, congratulations. And it was straight down to business. There's a couple of things going on that affect us here locally. We'll start with the mouse plague. State government announced an additional $100 million to go into that bucket of money to help out farmers, our primary producers, who are really struggling with this mouse plague at the moment still.
Yes, that's right, Jess. Look, at the moment, we've identified that, the mouse plague at the moment is probably in a stable condition in terms of expansion. We still have large numbers, as everyone's aware. But I think people now are just a bit nervous about what's going to happen in spring if we don't get on top of it now. And so that's why the state government has made this move to add an additional $100 million package together. To support farmers and make sure that we just crush this plague while we can before the spring comes and the numbers could potentially boom again. So, Jess, that's got a 50% rebate for farmers up to $10,000 on the zinc phosphide baits, which are the ones predominantly used by farmers at the moment. And it also includes $5 million to secure that chemical supply, because that's a chemical supply made in India, and of course India is in the grips of a COVID epidemic, so we need to make sure that we can actually get that base material so we can get product out to the farmers.
Yeah, because we are still waiting for, I think it's federal government approval on the bromodiolone.
Yes, that's right. The bromodiolone is a chemical that the government is trying to get approved, and that would be a great secondary line of defence in terms of dealing with this issue. But I think, what the government's done is made this move to make sure that if that does not get approved, we're on top of the issue. And it's important. We've got a plan A and we've got a plan B. So that's, in terms of getting the chemical approved. But if not, we've got the double dose of the zinc phosphide product being used at the moment.
And that bromodiolone, there are still concerns, I know from some locals, about how intense that is as a chemical and the potential effects. Obviously, it'll do a great deal of good in getting rid of the mice, but it's, knock-on effect to potentially other species, to our ecology as well. So there is some concern around that particular chemical.
Yes, that's right, Jess, and that's a fair comment for the, one of the things we've got to balance is, a product that can obviously do a lot of good, but has this potential to do some damage environmentally as well. So, there's a number of different layers to this where we can have a lot of training. We can make sure the product is used in exactly the way that it's supposed to be used. And then, of course, the most important is to monitor this product and its usage once it actually starts going out, and making sure that we've put every measure in place to protect the environment, the best we can. So, it's at the moment still not approved, and all those factors are being considered by the agency looking at it at the moment.
Yeah. And lastly this morning, Dave, I actually thought these upgrades were well and truly underway, but the Singleton Courthouse is getting $350,000 worth of upgrades, I believe, to the tech side of things.
Yes, that's right. You know, this is something now that, you know, all sort of departments and all companies are looking at, and teleconferencing, and how can we do things, you know, more efficiently. And, you know, certainly, you know, court and our justice system is, you know, needs to be the best it possibly can, so that, you know, people can go through the process of justice and everything else, you know, in terms of through teleconferencing. And, you know, this upgrade is $350,000 for the AV system. It means people can appear in court via video link. And, you know, witnesses and people who are, you know, far away can actually appear in court through video link as well. So, you know, that we try not to disrupt people's lives, and we minimise that disruption for people who are witnesses and people who are, you know, the victims of crime as well. Mm. Not to mention the benefits of having people who are, you know, perhaps, you know, need to attend court from one centre to another. This can save what that long-term problem of having to use police to escort them from one facility to the other. We free up a lot of sort of corrective services time and police time in that process.
Mm, exactly. And it'll be great to see that upgrade all done and dusted. Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jess, and great to speak to you.